science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From EUFOOD, the European Food Information Council. The Eureka Network of Excellence is an EU-funded initiative aiming to develop methods to standardise the process of setting micronutrient recommendations in Europe. Currently, there's no standard way of setting nutrition recommendations, and so different organisations use various differing methods in this process. This results in variations from one member state to another. The micronutrient recommendations we have today, and on which are based dietary advice, are generally set to cover the needs of the majority of people in the population, or in specific population groups, such as children or women of childbearing age. However, we know that requirements may differ considerably from one individual to another, depending on genetic setup, health status, and other biological differences. Dr. Yilde Bouwman from TNO in the Netherlands has been involved in the Eureka activities studying individual differences in micronutrient requirements, as well as how micronutrients are interlinked in the physiological network. We asked her to tell us about the ideas behind her study.
I would like to make a comparison. I can recognize persons because everybody looks a bit different. And for instance, hair color, eye color can be different. And because we're different, we also need other stuff. If you have a darker skin color, you might need less sunscreen, for instance. Well, in micronutrient field nowadays, it's just said, like for instance, vitamin C, you need 50 micrograms per day. But it could well be that, well, we know that we are on the inside very different. So that might mean that we also need different amounts of it. And if you also then consider that everything is linked together in our body, like if you take the example of the sunscreen, if you are using sunscreen, it may be that you need less day cream, for instance. So it's all interconnected. So what we try to do is find out how micronutrients are connected and how we can see from measurements from the blood how somebody looks like on the inside.
Within Eureka, you've developed methods to study individual variations. Could you explain what it is you've done?
What we have done is developed especially some methods to be able to visualize the personal features, the inside features of somebody. So we had some nice tricks, mathematical tricks to do this. Often the mathematicians use methods that are very far away from the biology. What we try to do is get this closer together. So understand differences between people really on a biological basis.
With the methods developed by Dr. Yilde Bouwman and her research colleagues in Eureka, the metabolic profile of an individual is used to place the person in a virtual so-called health space. The location in the health space indicates what nutrient supply should be reinforced in order to improve health. We asked Dr. Bouwman how her methods could be applied to improve people's nutritional health.
Well, what I hope is that you can really just say, well, I give you a drop of blood and you will tell me what type of micronutrients I'm lacking. So it should be really simple. The best would be that you can just go to your local grocery store and be able to give somebody a drop of blood from your finger prick. And they measure like five different features in your blood. And they say, well, you should take a bit more of, take a lemon today. Or, well, maybe you should eat a bit more bread.
Do you think it'll take long before we have such systems in place?
I think it depends a bit. For some parts, it can be quite close. So within like 5 years, I believe that we could have systems that work a bit. If you're really talking about having really improved health with this kind of systems, I think you're more talking about 10 or 20 years. Because that's the issue. You can implement already now what we can do, but before we can really prove that that's an additional value, that's something else.
Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From EUFOOD, the European Food Information Council.